stuff. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Putnam met with supporters at a packed Scenic 90 Cafe, repeating his Florida First mantra and reminding everyone of the differences between him and his challenger for the Republican nomination, Congressman Ron DeSantis, a frequent guest on Fox News Channel.
This is a race for governor of Florida, and the governor of Florida deals with a lot of issues that don't get you put on Hannity. You can't be governor if you're trying to dial in a campaign from a zip code that doesn't even exist in our state, from an out-of-state television studio. This is not a national campaign. This is a Florida campaign.
One of Putnam's main issues is for Florida to become even more pro-business than it already is, a step further to cement its reputation as the nation's pro-small business state.
Small real estate agency, a small home building, a small subcontractor, an insurance office on Main Street, a small citrus grower in Bartow, a family business. If you take care of small businesses, big business is going to be fine, because I've never met a big business that was born big.
There has to be a culture in Florida that is pro-small business, he says, and that involves keeping taxes low and regulations light.
And folks, there are people running for governor who do not believe that. They want to adopt the New Jersey model, the Illinois model, the California model of government regulation. Is that what we want to do for Florida?
No.
Of course not. We have to be pro-small business. That's why those 1,000 new people a day are moving here.
If business is number one on Putnam's agenda, then education is number 1A. Control of public schools, he contends, should have the parents and the local school boards in the driver's seat, not Washington or Tallahassee.
Think about this. Hillsborough County, Tampa, 8th largest school district in America. Hamilton County has 2 schools in the whole county. Now, do you think that a cookie-cutter approach to education is as good for the kids in Jasper as it is for the kids in Hillsborough or in Hialeah? Of course not.
If elected, Putnam says he would reverse a decision by who he calls academic snobs from about a generation ago who removed workforce training from public schools.
They said, we don't need that. We're too good for that. We're too advanced for that. And I will put back into our middle schools and our high schools vocational and career and technical training, and we're going to stop treating our state colleges, what we used to call our community colleges, like a redheaded stepchild.
Citing it as a quality of life issue, Putnam's also calling for the state to keep up with needed changes in transportation and water infrastructure, which Putnam calls key, especially the latter.
Ladies and gentlemen, water is our golden goose. I say that as a farmer. You know it from a tourism standpoint. You know it from a growth standpoint. It's what makes Florida, Florida, and we've got to protect those resources.
In winding up his speech, Ag Commissioner Adam Putnam reminded the gathering that the time to vote in the primary is fast approaching.
August 28th is the end of voting, not the beginning. Put a sign in your yard. Tell all of your friends on social media to vote for me. But more importantly, look people in the eye. What you say to them is far more powerful than any TV commercial or any mail piece that's ever been designed.
According to a recent average of polls calculated by Real Clear Politics, Adam Putnam trails Ron DeSantis 39-28% in the GOP primary race. In head-to-head matchups with Democratic candidates, Putnam leads Gwen Graham by 1 percentage point, 40-39, and leads Philip Levine by 5 points, 43-38%. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.